B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
The way our phone system works is when you call us here, you automatically get put on hold. Like, it's not wait.
Yes.
We're a little more updated now. We're before it ring, 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 and pick it up. Now you automatically get put on hold, so then, boom, we can pick you up, and you don't have to hear a phone ringing. You get to hear the radio station. All right? I need to explain that, because apparently there's a guy on the phone right now who called up. Our producer was just telling me, he goes, I picked up the phone, and this guy wanted me to put him back on hold because he didn't want to call to talk to us. He just wanted to call to listen to the radio station. So I'm going to...
What?
Marcus, what happened?
Yeah, because I couldn't listen on my radio, so I just called to listen to it.
Ah! Wait a minute, are you serious?
I swear to God. Am I talking to Romero and everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you want... So wait, you just called in.
Oh, my God. Just to listen to it because I couldn't get out of my stereo.
Oh. So do you want us to put you back on hold so you can keep listening?
I listen to you guys every morning, but I'm driving out to Oxford for my job, and I just called to listen to it.
You know we have an app, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just...
This is more fun.
Listen, I guess.
Okay, so... I mean, I guess we'll just put you on hold so you can keep listening.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to talk to you guys.
Hey,
you
man.
You too.
Great talking to you, too. Appreciate
you guys are awesome.
We still have Marcus on hold, by the way, listening to the show, which is funny. But so, Marcus, I hope you enjoy this bit. Alexander.
Hey, what up?
What's your sounds fake but true story?
Yeah, I probably should have called in a couple weeks ago when you guys were talking about medical mysteries.
Yes,
here, but,
that's right.
To make a long story boring, I was born with two kidneys like everyone else.
Yeah.
And from the time pretty much that I was born until age of 25, my kidney kept shrinking and shrinking, and now it's gone.
What?
And my left
just
disappeared? My left kidney is double the size of a normal kidney.
Get out of here. What?
Yeah, so I like to call it that I have a super kidney.
So your right kidney just shrunk and disappeared. So basically your left kidney is a vampire kidney.
And swallowed the other one.
That is so weird.
Mm. Right, exactly. And then growing up in a Puerto Rican household, obviously... When my family found out, they thought that, I was a victim of brujeria.
Isn't that like witchcraft or something?
Witchcraft, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious, man. All right. Well, thank you. So that's good.
Thank you.
All right, Vanessa. Sounds fake but true. What's yours?
Well, I have three daughters that are the same age for 2 weeks in August.
Daughters that are the same age for... Wait, hold on. So that means you got to have a set of twins, right?
Yeah, and two of them were born on my birthday.
Very nice.
Okay.
So you had also that you did the Irish twin thing?
Yep.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means like that you have two kids basically born in the same year. But in her case, she has three. And if she has a set of twins, I'm assuming that the second children is a set of twins.
Yes.
Yeah, because
what?
If you had a set of twins first, there ain't no way you're going to get pregnant again that fast. Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's funny because what nationality are you?
I'm half Puerto Rican.
I was going to say, because it's funny, they call it Irish twins, but I know more Puerto Ricans than anything
no
else
way.
That have that scenario.
I am Irish, though.
Oh, you are? Oh, well, then you were doomed from the start. Hi, Pamela.
Good morning.
I have 24
siblings.
You have 24 siblings?
Yes, I do.
How many women did your dad get pregnant?
Actually, that's part of it. we have 10 plus, so I just go with 24 because there's 10 confirmed from him. And then my biological mother has 6 of us. We all have different fathers. And then with my father, we all have different mothers. Well, most of us have different
mothers. Okay, when you say 20, like, are you, like, can you name them all
if
I ask you?
Oh, yeah, okay. And also, too, I'm also adopted. I got adopted when I was 15, and I have 4 brothers.
Okay,
so,
ready?
If you really want me to name them,
Pamela,
I have to.
I'm going to give you 20 seconds to name all 24 of your siblings. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Sang, Kirk, Angela, Mikey, Alita, Michael, again, from my father's side, Melanie, Jonathan, Jada, Rosalie, Christopher, Shanelli, Jacob, Ethan, Adam, Jaden, Josh, Jeff, and Jackie.
That was 24? I'll take your word for it. That was a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if that was 24.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's impressive.
Well,
and we're working on adopting another one. My parents are trying to adopt another child. So, yeah.
What the hell?
Man,
I can't handle that right now. You know, kudos to your parents. They're single-handedly keeping the human race alive. Teresa?
Hello?
Oh, I'm glad you're there. Okay. I'm just looking at what your story is. Can you tell the girls? Listen to this story. What sounds fake about you but is actually true?
So I was graduating college, and I had to move back home to Cape Cod. That's where I grew up. And I don't do very well with small towns. And so about a week before I graduated, I went on Google and searched for lion preserves in Africa. I signed up for the first one I found. And about 2 months later, I left for Africa. And I had to chop up cows and chickens. And then I also got preceded and slightly got attacked by one of the lion cubs.
Wait.
She got attacked by a lion in Africa.
What did you Google? I couldn't understand her.
Yeah, that part I missed.
Lion reserves.
Oh, lion reserves. Yes.
So she went to help out in Africa, help the lions, and she ended up getting attacked by one.
Because she was afraid of small towns?
Yeah, exactly. It's dangerous.
I just needed to do something before I went home.
Listen, whatever, man. That is a kick-ass story.
Oh, my God.
Because if you went to Cape Cod, what story are you going to have? Getting attacked by a lion and still living? That's a beautiful thing.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.